Thanks for joining me for today's Dental Soundbites podcast. I'm Dr. Bill Griffin, and one of the most enjoyable aspects of my position as Vice President for Dental Ministries at CMDA is getting to interview some fascinating dentists who seek to walk closely with Christ as they care for their patients' oral health. Today is no exception, as I have the privilege of introducing you to Dr. Gary Boudreau, CMDA's Northeast Regional Dental Coordinator. Gary's resume is way too long to do it justice, but I will say that he and his wife, Nan, live in Augusta, Georgia, and he has a plethora of experience with dental student ministry at the Dental College of Georgia. Gary also enjoys mentoring younger dentists, and he has spent a lot of time on the mission field over the years as well. Without further ado, let's get it going. Gary, thanks for dialing in with us from Augusta, Georgia on today's CMDA Dental Soundbites.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Griff.
Now, although you are relatively new to the position of Northeast Regional Dental Coordinator, you've been a very active part of CMDA ministry in Augusta, Georgia for quite a while with my friends, Dr. Van Haywood, Dr. Greg Griffin, and others. Share with our audience a little bit about how you've been involved locally with CMDA colleagues.
Well, Griff, I've had the privilege of at least over the last 10 years or a little more of being on the CMDA Council here for the Augusta area. And that's been a real blessing. And of course, I've had the privilege of attending the National Convention before and also going to the Global Missions Health Conference, which, as you know, CMDA sponsors that along with Southeastern Christian Church. And I've taken people there, been to that conference four or five times. And then additionally, CMDA does some MEI trips, Medical Education International, and I've been on a couple of those to Macedonia and Serbia. So it's been great. At our school here in Augusta, the dental school has an affiliated organization related to CMDA. It has a lot of CMDA members on it, and we have partnered with the dental students there. So,
well, tremendous. Great experience, and it puts you in a wonderful position to be able to speak into the lives of students and colleagues as well. And I remember you telling me at one point, Gary, that although you've been a believer for quite a while, that your faith really grew by leaps and bounds while you were in college. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, that's a great question. I did not grow up in a Christian home, but I did come to Christ in college, and we had a very strong community of believers there to challenge, to encourage. And I had one fellow student who was older than I and older in the faith than I, and he intentionally discipled me and another brother or two, and that was really good. And then I think maybe additionally, just having the privilege of hearing God's word preached weekly. It was at a little rural church, but a faithful preacher of God's word. That was very instrumental in my growth. One of the things that Pastor Herman Moore taught me and others was about meditating in the Psalms and being in God's word daily, and how that would keep both our head and our heart attuned to God's spirit.
Wonderful. Now, I remember when you applied for the position of regional dental coordinator that I was looking over your CV, and I thought to myself, it's hard to believe that everything listed was accomplished in just one lifetime.
Well, I was very straightforward with that. I didn't try to embellish or to subtract from what I've been involved with. But, you know, the key element is that for 37 years, I've been in a group practice. And my partner he's a believing partner. He was very willing to cover for me when I was gone and for me to cover for him if he went on a mission trip. So that was very critical. And then also, of course, I had my wife's support and my children's support. So that's what enabled me to be involved in both CMDA locally and internationally, to attend way back 40 years ago. Or more, there was a small group that met every Wednesday morning at what was then called the Medical College of Georgia School of Dentistry. And that group eventually became the CMDA group, but I was a part of that my 4 years in school and have continued to participate by speaking for their devotion time periodically. So That's been a great thing. And there at the dental school, there have been a number of mission trips. I've been involved in at least 14 trips with dental students and local dental providers who are CMDA members. And these trips have primarily been through a sister organization, Medical Campus Outreach, but all of the dental providers were CMDA members. And we use that as a great opportunity to focus only on dentistry with the students. We had a total of over 500 students and providers that went on those trips over the 14 years. They were very big trips, a lot of coordination, getting clinic supplies, keeping the clinic equipment running, packing. That was all my responsibility. So that was just one part, though, of our dental weekly discipleship groups and Bible studies that we had with the students. We'd begin when they were freshmen, and I'd follow a class through till they graduated and then start all back over again. So, yeah, that has been really a blessing to us. And I would say that one thing that my wife reminded me of is that God did bless me with a lot of energy. But, you know, I have discovered here as life has gone on that God is most concerned with my personal walk with Him and what flows out of the abundance of that, more than just necessarily doing things for Jesus.
Well put. Now, all of those students that you've worked with over the years, Gary, both at the dental school there and also on mission trips, have you been able to keep up with any of them to see what's happened for them after graduation?
I have kept up with probably 15 of them out of the hundreds. And I wish I had kept up with more, but it seemed that there was always another class and more students to get to know. So.
Now, even though you're in Augusta, Georgia, you're sort of working out of bounds here because we've called you to cultivate CMDA ministry in the Northeast. What types of challenges have you faced in this regard?
Well, the first one is explaining to people how that is. Augusta is kind of far out of the reach. But of all the four regional directors, I have lived 9 years in Philadelphia, 3 years in D.C. So that is part of my life experience up there. But, you know, the greatest challenge has not even been explaining how I'm the Northeast director living in Augusta. The greatest challenge has been COVID. I began this as COVID was going on. It continued to go strong, and it's been difficult. A number of the campuses we have there, there have been fewer group meetings in person or no group meetings in person. Of course, I haven't been able to travel up there to visit. And really, I've established a number of relationships by phone and by Zoom. But it's just not the same as being with someone in person and all the networking that goes on there. So I would say that's been my greatest challenge. But those that I have met, it has been great. And I will do a shout out to Howard University Dental School. They are just a really strong group there and our group here in Augusta. Some good, strong CMDA groups lifting up Jesus on their campus.
Now, your position with CMDA as regional dental coordinator is a part-time position, and then you also see patients 2 days a week. How do your responsibilities in this regard complement one another?
Well, I do practice in a group practice. There are three of us now, and I am two and a half days a week. That has been great. I do have the privilege of mentoring a recent dental graduate who lives here in the area, and of still many of those who are Christ followers and had been involved with me while they were in school. They have stayed here in Augusta. So we've got a really good group of middle-aged dentists that are here. And it's good to be involved with them, to encourage them, to challenge them, and for them to encourage and challenge me. So I would say also that practice is a great opportunity because I love treating all of my patients with the dignity that they deserve as people that are made in God's image.
Yes.
We often say that we represent Christ before our patients. And one of my friends likes to say, we are representing Christ before those patients. But it's also not just our patients. It's also the team of ladies and guys that we work with. And that's just as important as ministering to our patients. We have the opportunity in practice, I have the opportunity to demonstrate biblical justice as a small business owner and as a dentist in my treatment of patients. And of course, I couldn't leave this part out. I am a late comer to this aspect of dentistry, but I love praying with my patients. They bring to me things that are their concerns, family emergencies. These are great opportunities to bring Jesus into the conversation.
Yes. And speaking of which, some of you know that CMDA is working on a series to help Christian doctors communicate spiritually with our patients called Faith Prescriptions. And so that could be a good asset. The first 10 videos are ready and they're